Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from United Healthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
The WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers on this Football Friday. Engagement season is here. It all starts with a world-class diamond. Go where the pros go. Mark's Jewelers, online at marks-jewelers.com. How many wins will the Eagles end the regular season with? 7 or under, 8 to 10 or 11 plus, 49.9% at 11 plus, 8 to 10, 43.8%, and 7 or under, 6.3%. Elliot not with us here at 3 on Friday because he is flying to Minneapolis for Sunday's game. Of course, he always travels with fans of Philly. I'm sure they're doing it the right way. He'll have a great time. I think Minneapolis, a good city. Very good city.
I would like to go.
Oh, yeah. It's a good city.
Not in the winter.
No.
Yeah, I was going to say, I didn't see much of it.
Well, that was the coldest.
You were in the mall the entire time.
Well, and it was so cold that weekend, Super Bowl. And it's always cold in Minnesota, but that was particularly cold at that point. Joe from Fans of Philly sent me a picture. We did a Rights to Ricky trip to Minnesota once.
Yeah.
And we wanted to do a live podcast in the hotel. And we asked them, are there any open ballrooms we could do it in? And they told us no. So we went and we found a hallway outside of where the buffet breakfast was.
Uh-huh.
And we set up a table and our microphones. And we had everybody sit cross-legged on the floor in the hallway outside.
Just like elementary school.
Just like elementary school. And people would walk by us going to get breakfast. And they would look and they'd be like, what is going on here? Just two guys sitting at a table with 100 people sitting in the hallway. Good memory. Good rights to Ricky.
Definitely
memory.
Psychotic.
totally psychotic.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally psychotic. All right, let's do the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report, which is brought to you by Robin Ford, because Elliot's not here, online at robinford.com. Robin Ford, where cars and trucks are sold cheap, cheap.
Cheap.
It's time for the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report.
Joining me right now is Jackie Baseball, Fritz.
Yes, Jackie Baseball.
So we'll get to the Bryce thing in just a second. Some other interesting things. Per Matt Gelb, the Phillies are either going to trade Nick Castellanos or release Nick Castellanos. So either way they go, he's not going to be on the 2026 Phillies.
When I saw that report, I was trying to figure out what the advantage is to them letting a reporter know that they might release him if they want to trade him. And what I came up with was, if you want him for some reason, if you trade for him, then you take the chance out that he could sign somewhere else, I guess. That is the only way I could come up with in my brain is why they would want it public that they might release him. But they seem pretty, based on what Dombrowski said, they seem pretty done with Nick Castellanos.
Well, and the fact that Thompson's coming back shows you that they chose Thompson over Castellanos in a way.
Yeah.
And so it seems like it's done there. And it's imperative to try to get releasing him. I guess you have to, but they can find a way, even attaching a semi-real prospect just to free up the $20 million would be huge.
The $20 million, I think, is the most important part of it.
So if you're releasing, does the money still stay on your...
Yeah. Yeah, you have to pay him. Yeah.
Well, yeah, but does it still count against your...
Yes. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, it counts towards the luxury tax.
Right. Yeah, then there's no real advantage there other than the fact that whatever transpired, at some point this season.
Mm-hmm.
There's no turning back. They made the best of it as they could. The rest of the season, I'm sure those final comments from Casty about Topper not communicating with him and this and that, and the other, that was like the last straw.
Yeah, he started it with whatever he said to him that one time in the dugout that got him, you know,
got him benched or whatever. Yep.
Am I wrong for being a little sad? Because now he's going to get booed when he comes back.
Oh, yeah.
And I wish Casty wasn't booed when he came back. I thought Casty was a pretty good Philly while he was here. He had two big hits in these playoffs. The last two playoffs where nobody else showed up, he showed up pretty much. I don't know. I kind of like Casty. I like the live wire jerk, you know, confident kind of
guy. I'm okay with postseason Casty. It's 162 Casty.
I didn't. I got to admit it, Spike. Rubbed me the wrong way.
Yeah, never I remember that.
Whole Jim Salisbury thing.
His
condescending answers. It's almost like you could be in the most joyous occasion or moment, and he is a wet blanket to it. You can't talk to him during those times because he's going to give you some short answer. He's going to try to make you seem stupid for asking him a question that's really just an opportunity for you to bloviate about the team or wax poetically about the city or the fan base. And he just never bought into it. And so I could never buy into him. I just could never buy into him. That's why I'm okay with him leaving. I don't like the fact he disrespected Rob Thompson. I don't like the fact that he tried to cloak this in some sort of I'm a competitor and I just want to be out there and play when it was really about his own selfish numbers and being out there. I just get him out of here. Get him out of here.
All correct.
Him out of here.
I always thought there was some sort of cosmic balance to Bryce doing the Mr. Philly pandering thing. And if he's going to do that, there needs to be somebody who refuses to pander so much so that he goes the other way. There was sort of a cosmic balance to that.
But there
will not be another game.
He had
Nick
his
Kestin.
Moments now. I'll give him credit. He had his moments. I
23. He's the only player. Him and Reggie Jackson are the only players in MLB history of two home runs in two straight games.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Him and Reggie Jackson.
He had his moments.
Yeah.
So I'll give him that. I certainly will give him that. I think it's more of the buying into being here and just never seemingly being happy.
Yep.
Yeah. And listen, if he was a guy that they signed in Cincinnati, they might have a ring. So that also hurts. I mean, if he was in 2022, they were begging for him to be the cleanup hitter, and he was horrible in the postseason.
Yep.
So whatever.
Yeah. All right.
The tenure's kind of over.
Yeah.
Kind of feels like the Phillies are laying the groundwork. Here we go. For a youth movement.
Okay.
So, you know, Gelb threw out the idea in his article of letting Otto Kemp, who was battling a fractured left kneecap for, you know, a majority of the season.
Tough kid.
Being the opening day third baseman, if they move on from Alec Bohm, while waiting for Aiden Miller. It sure seems like Justin Crawford is going to be the opening day left fielder.
Mm-hmm.
And then Andrew Painter, barring a setback, is going to be in the opening day rotation. It really feels like that they are starting to lay the groundwork of we'll bring back Schwarber, we'll bring back JT, hopefully Bader, let Ranger walk, and then let the kids play.
So fine with Crawford, fine with
Crawford.
Painter.
You don't have a choice.
No,
I mean, you should just trade him if you didn't think he could play. He's hitting
340. Yeah. Right. Painter, fine. Otto Kemp's not an everyday third baseman.
Nope.
He just, forget about hitting. He's a fine hitter. He's a liability at third base from a defensive perspective.
Now, could Sosa and him man it?
I guess. I just don't. Otto Kemp, the utility guy who can play outfield for you, who can play all the infield positions for you, not any of them particularly well, but good enough with a bat. I love Otto Kemp, the utility guy. I like having two guys, Sosa and Kemp, as the utility guys. But every day, third base is not a platoon position.
I agree.
I'm going to spend the whole offseason talking about shoring up defense. If you're a team built around pitching, you have to be able to catch the ball. And I give Trey Turner credit for becoming a guy who I'm not nervous every time there's a ground ball to him. He's become a better shortstop. But Otto Kemp is going to be a guy I'm just going to be nervous about at third base. He's not a third baseman. He's not an everyday third baseman. I'd rather keep Bohm.
Yeah, I don't know what the point of getting rid of Bohm then would be.
That was a shocker, right?
I don't know what they think his value has changed in a year as he gets a year closer to free agency.
To trade him, yeah, I have no idea.
I don't know why you want to trade Bohm.
Well, I'd rather just, if that's the choice, I almost would rather just let him play the year out. Let him go and then bring up Aiden.
Yes. Yeah. Because Aiden Miller, it's not like Aiden Miller is just, you know, right at the precipice and all we have to do is get through a month or two so they can be sure Aiden Miller's ready and then bring him up. Everything you've said about Aiden Miller and his performance sort of reflects that, is that he is a year away.
I believe it's a year away.
And if we're going to try to win a World Series next year, which I think they're going to try to do.
But if they go young, is it really fair to have World Series expectations?
Yes.
So they bring back Schwarber, bring back JT, they're starting Crawford.
Yes.
And they're starting Kemp at third base.
Yes.
Interesting. All right.
Well, no, I'm saying the team if you're not trying to win the World Series.
Why bring Schwarber back?
All we've really changed is we've downgraded at third base to save $8 million
and
we
put a rookie in the outfield.
Gonna be like closer to 12 this year.
What's that? Okay, fine. Yeah. And the outfield thing, I think we're all fine with Crawford. We're all fine with Crawford. Crawford has put himself in position to at least for them to give him the chance. If there was another upgrade, if you told me there was Bellinger or Tucker in
like
right field.
If you went Bellinger and Wright, got Marsh out of here, and it was Bellinger, Crawford, Bader.
And then you're going to put Otto Kemp at third base, fine.
All right.
Fine. But I need another upgrade somewhere. It can't just bring everybody back and then downgrade at third base.
All right.
I like Otto Kemp. Think he's a big league player, but he's a utility player. He's not an everyday third baseman.
Yeah.
So, that's it.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And Gelb did throw out the idea of Aiden Miller in May, which, like, it's great. Aiden Miller had like a pretty okay season at AA and then last month went off. Mm-hmm. So it's like a pretty big jump where they're going to where it feels like with Aiden. Again, I think he's a little further away. A name to watch for the bench coach is Derek Shelton. So he was friends with Rob Thompson. They came up through the Yankee system together. He was the manager of the Pirates before getting fired this year. Fits the bill as an older ex-manager type. So
okay,
name to watch for when it comes to the bench role. But seems like the big thing that everyone's talking about today is the Dave Dombrowski comments on Bryce Harper.
Yes, it was a headline on ESPN.com I saw this morning.
So in case you missed it, here is what Dombo said again yesterday about Bryce.
And with regards to Bryce, what is the club's view on his season? Was it performance-wise? And also, why do you believe maybe that it was maybe just a down season for him and not the start of, you know, maybe a downward trend?
Well, I don't think, I mean, in Bryce's case, of course, he's still a quality player. He's still a all-star caliber player. He didn't have an elite season like he has had in the past. And I guess we only find out if he becomes elite or he continues to be good. I mean, it's not like he's, you know, it's like if you say to me, I look around the league, I was trying to think, Freddie Freeman. He's a really good player, right? He still is a good player. Is he elite like he was before? Probably not to the same extent. And so that's nothing, because, you know, Freddie's a tremendous player. And that's, to me, is Bryce. Can he rise to the next level again? I don't really know that answer. I mean, and really, he's the one that will dictate that more than anything else, I mean, is what it comes down to. So I don't think he's content with the year that he had. And again, it wasn't a bad year. But when I think of Bryce Harper, you're thinking elite, right? You're thinking one of the top 10 players in baseball, and I don't think it fit into that category. But again, very good player.
So I think we agree with all of it. It's just, it's so weird that he said it.
Right.
You just wonder why. He's Dave Dombrowski's not a stupid person. No part of that entire 55 minutes seemed off the cuff or irrational or not well thought out. He said it for a reason. It's just weird to me that it happened the same week that Devin said that Ruben said and Bryce Harper and the trade thing.
No, it's just weird. I agree. I don't think Dave speaks off the cuff. That certainly was purposeful, right? They were sending some sort of message. in the statement being said there. You listen to that again, and you also can almost see the wheels turning in Dave Dombrowski's head, too, as he's talking.
Yeah.
As you almost, I stepped in it a little much. Let me pull it back a little bit.
Still good.
Yeah, still good.
Compared to Freddie Freeman, who's
right.
Awesome.
Yeah. Like, so you can also feel that there as well. It certainly felt like something that was for a motivational purpose.
Or something.
A motivational purpose. My only thing would be is why would they feel the need to publicly motivate Bryce Harper? I can understand behind closed doors, you having discussions, what have you. We all as players, we have exit meetings. We speak to the head coach or whomever on the way out. And I would imagine someone in that position like a Joel Embiid or Jalen Hurts or Bryce Harper, you're talking to the big dogs like on the way out of there. Because most of the time, your thought process or what they plan to do is somehow going to involve you moving forward.
Yes.
And so that it was for some reason to, I don't know, maybe they felt like he needs to be pushed in this area for whatever reason.
It's just strange.
They know better than we do because they see him behind the scenes and they have the private conversations. But I'm with you. That wasn't a by accident sort of statement being placed out there.
Yeah, the question is why. Not, you know, whether you think you should have done it or not, he did it for a reason.
Did it for a reason.
So Nick,
and he's a very smart man.
He is. 215-592-9494, our Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, Nick Kostos, will join us right after Ike tells you about Surfside.
Hey, football season is in full swing, so be sure to stock up on the tailgate must-have. There's nothing more refreshing than an ice-cold Surfside to enjoy while you cheer on your home team. Made with real vodka and real brewed tea, Surfside is only 100 calories, 2 grams of sugar, and zero bubbles. That's right, no carbonation, so it's easy to sip and enjoy. It's not a seltzer, it's Surfside. Ask for it at bars, restaurants, and a store near you. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly.
I'm going to be thinking about the Bryce thing all offseason.
Yeah. Yeah.
All offseason, why he said that.
I can't wait to hear his response to it at some point.
Well, that's the next thing you're looking for.
Well, somebody will ask him.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
Yeah. Somebody will ask him. Somebody mentioned to me, last time I remember a star player like that getting called out by a person in management or the front office was when Doc Rivers said that he wasn't sure if Ben Simmons could be a championship level point guard.
Yes.
Yeah. And we all had huge doubts about Ben Simmons. Yeah. He wasn't Bryce Harper.
Yeah. I agree. That's a great comp.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is a good comp.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in, here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contract. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah.
With us now, Nick Kostos, host of You Better You Bet, our Odyssey Sports Betting Insider. Insider calls presented by BetMGM. Make it legendary. Check the latest lines on the BetMGM app. You can catch You Better You Bet weekdays and You Better You Bet countdown to kickoff Sundays 11 to 1. Leading you up to kickoff on the BetMGM network on the Odyssey app. Kostos, what's up, brother?
What's going on, guys? How we doing today? Happy Football Friday.
Happy Football Friday.
What's up, Nick?
You know, Nick, I'm going to ask you the same thing I've asked all of our football guests this week before we get into the betting, and all of them have had the same response, because you've been very positive on the Eagles so far this year. You know, cover Eagles cover, win Eagles win. Yeah. Could you tell me...
Fly Eagles fly. Don't
fly Eagles
that.
Fly. Right. Yes. Could you tell me one thing that the Eagles are doing particularly well right now that would give people optimism that they will be good again?
Yeah, beat the blitz. I don't necessarily know about the conversation down the road this season, other than they have better players than everybody else, and talent usually wins out in the end. I think that this weekend and this game, though, Spike, and the answer to that question is talent.
Yes, but that's like, not a thing. Yeah, yeah, I hear what you're saying.
They have the best players. That's why I think they're going to get it turned around, because their players are better than everybody else's players. And once they're healthy, like they're going to be this weekend, I think you'll get a full Eagles performance this Sunday. And one thing that Jalen Hurts, guys, has done really well this year, and I've actually seen this narrative in national media this week, that Jalen Hurts has been bad against the blitz this season. It's like cherry-picking statistics. You guys watch the games really closely. Ike, you played. Yep. Your listeners and viewers are all really smart, right? Mm-hmm. Jalen Hurts has been awesome versus the blitz this year. Yep. It's when teams start like trying to confuse him and bringing everybody back or faking pressure. That's when Jalen Hurts gets in a little bit of trouble. And I look at this specific matchup against the Minnesota Vikings, guys, and obviously Brian Flores loves to blitz and blitz and blitz and blitz some more. I don't know how well that's going to go for him here. And you know what? You can keep those two safeties back all the way to try and prevent the deep ball. Great. Here's Dallas Goedert over the middle of the field over and over again. And with your old pal Carson Wentz looking very likely to start.
I think it's official now that he will start.
Yeah, that Wentz is starting?
Yes.
Awesome. I've seen people call this a revenge game for Carson Wentz. Like revenge for what? Like he got his starting job back in 2018.
Well,
like he got the job back.
Well, and it was four teams ago. It was like four different teams ago.
He tore his ACL. Foles won the Super Bowl. He played in week 3 as soon as he was healthy. He got the job back. Like revenge for what? The whole thing's crazy to me.
What is the line is 4.5? What's the line on this game?
Two.
Oh, it's two. Oh, wow.
Two okay. Eagles, right?
And, okay.
And everybody likes Minnesota. So I am a dissenting voice here liking the Philadelphia Eagles.
Okay. You like the Eagles -2 on Sunday. All right.
Oh, yeah. I think the Eagles are going to win. Yes.
Okay. All right. Give me another game or two you really love this weekend.
All right. Let's take a look at the board. So Kansas City is a 12-point home favorite against the Raiders. You might look at that number and say, wow, that number is really big. You're right. It is. But it's not big enough. This should be 2 touchdowns. The Raiders are terrible. The Chiefs are awesome. And I don't know that the betting market has caught on to how good the Chiefs are, and almost more importantly, how absolutely positively dreadful the Las Vegas Raiders are. I think Kansas City wins in an absolute laugher on Sunday at Arrowhead. Give me the Kansas City Chiefs. And then let's take a look. I'm going to give you my what's my best bet here. I like the Eagles a lot. How about, okay, the Arizona Cardinals are hosting the Green Bay Packers on Sunday. Now, I don't think we know officially who's starting a quarterback for Arizona, Jacoby Brissett or Kyler Murray. We think Marvin Harrison Jr. is going to play in the game. The point that I'm going to make is it doesn't matter who plays quarterback for Arizona. Now, if it's Kyler, the number will come down a little bit. If it's Brissett, it will go up a little bit. My working thesis here is that when the Cardinals are big favorites, the game is really close in the end. When the Cardinals are big underdogs, the game is really close in the end. And when it's a small point spread, the game is really close in the end, and they usually lose. So if you're going to give me like 7 points here with Arizona when all of their games are close, I'll take it and I'll run the risk of the Packers blowing them out. Give me Arizona plus the points, but let's wait and let's see if Jacoby Brissett's going to play and we can get a better number coming up on Sunday.
And you got a prop or two you love this weekend, buddy?
I'll tell you, man, I love the, and I just want to see where it's at now. I really like the Goddard prop. You like that? Just pass the smell test with you guys?
Well, oh, yeah. It seems like he gets a touchdown every game.
What's the – I mean, is it – it's got to be around, what, 24 yards or something like
way,
that?
Way higher.
It's, oh, really?
It was 37.5 yesterday. It's 39.5 now.
I like it.
And, again, I just think of – yeah, just like the schematic matchup here. Like, they're going to blitz a lot. The middle of the field, they play their safeties back. Their corners aren't very good. Like, this should be – it should be, should. If Kevin Petullo is not Italian Brian Johnson, then a disgrace to Italians. This should be a good game for Jalen Hurts throwing the ball. I think Dallas Goedert stands to benefit. Elsewhere, you know, Stephon Diggs' receiving yards number this week, guys, for the Patriots is 52.5. I think that if he didn't get called for that ridiculous, and it didn't cost them the game, and if you bet the Patriots, you still covered the spread. If he didn't get called for that ridiculous offensive pass interference call, like a 55-yard touchdown, we're talking like this number is like 10 yards higher for Stephon Diggs. I think he clears 60 with ease. So give me Stephon Diggs over receiving yards. And I think I've given this one to you guys on a number of occasions here the last couple of weeks. Now it's Monday night, and I don't care. We don't have to wait until Monday for this one. Jackson Smith and Jigba receiving yards prop is 85.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, like.
Keep going over until he doesn't go over.
Yeah.
You know?
Keep getting over until, like, the first digit in his receiving yards prop is a 1.
Yep.
Go over even against a really tough Texans defense, we can go over with JSN.
Yeah, I mean, he's 120, 130 every single week. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
All right, Kostos. I appreciate you, brother.
Good stuff, brother. Good stuff.
We will talk to you next week.
You excited for Joel Embiid back on the court, buddy?
I am, buddy.
I appreciate you not even bragging about your Giants winning either last week.
Well, we talked. Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, he was okay on it, but he still hates Dable.
Oh, was it the next day? Did we talk to him the next day?
Yeah, we talked to him.
Okay. I forgot. Yeah. Okay.
Listen, I'm always looking forward, and I know that next week, certain two teams are playing each other, right. And I can't get too ahead of myself. I don't know how well that game is going to go. But listen, Spike, here's the good news.
Well,
man.
I know you're trying to make me feel bad about the Sixers. You can't kill what's already dead.
Can I try?
Sure.
Okay. Because listen,
yeah.
It's not going to go great. Like you're going to have like VJ Edgecombe is going to win social media. He'll have the fun dunks. You'll have that.
Yeah.
And when it goes really south for the Sixers,
yeah.
You'll get to embrace like your true nature and the true nature of Philadelphia 76ers fans, because there actually are no 76ers fans. They're just New York Knicks fans.
Oh, wow.
And we're going to win the East this year. You'll get to root for a winner. It's going to be awesome.
Well, look.
The NBA is dead. No one cares.
I could start no Sixers fans. I don't want to point you to sold out venues for a podcast, but what I would say is this, is that
the rights to Ricky Sanchez is a tremendous podcast.
Yes.
I will say that. Sixers fans, I
would say this. You will take a shot at mine. I will not brag about mine because mine is what it is. There's no way the Knicks are winning a championship with a 6-foot guard who dribbles the ball for 21 seconds every play. it's not going to happen. Your best player is not good enough. It's over. Like this is the best version of what you have.
You'll notice I didn't say they were going to win the championship.
Right. Just be better than the Sixers.
No, I actually do think they're going to win the East this year and then just get absolutely obliterated by the Thunder or the Nuggets, probably the Thunder in the NBA championship.
Right.
As long as the Thunder are going to win the title again.
As long as the Knicks don't win the championship, I'm fine with that. So.
Well, I think you'll be good then.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Kostos. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, Nick.
Wishing everyone minimal sweats, winning bets, the absolute very best of luck. And this Sunday in Minnesota, fly, Eagles, fly. Win, Eagles, win. cover, Eagles cover. Let's go.
That was host of You Better You Bet, Odyssey Sports Betting Insider Nick Costos. Insider calls presented by BetMGM. Make it legendary for all your sports betting needs. Check out the BetMGM network on the Odyssey app. I do not love that the Goddard prop. There's just been too many games where he hasn't. He's been invisible.
Oh, Goddard?
Yeah. Not this year in general. Oh, I just, that, not, what did you say, almost 40 yards? I don't know.
Anytime touchdowns only.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I tell you, though, Jalen seems to be finding him a lot.
Yeah.
He is.
And he's got that little underhand pass to him.
Yeah.
Well, there's that.
Him a lot.
But
yeah.
That's only 1 yard.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at UnitedHealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contracts. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Well, I know.
2 yards.
I only bet anytime touchdowns.
Right. Look how many times you get the ball thrown to you if you're not tweeting about it.
Right.
You know?
Exactly. AJ? Yeah, you got him. You got 10 targets last week.
215-592-9494. We will get, even though it's in a dome, we will get Tornado Shapiro's weekend forecast for the game coming up next.
Yeah, I didn't even think
it
about
is
that.
In a dome, but we need the forecast nonetheless. That is coming up next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It's Friday at 3:30, so we need to hear from the world's most accurate forecaster.
I love you, baby.
Tornado Shapiro, who somehow times his
love. You're gonna get it. I love you.
Tornado, okay, are you there? Buddy?
I see you, Mom. Hello! Hey, fella. You got fall weather getting nipply out there. Time for pumpkin spice and haunted hoe rides. We're on to Minneapolis. 50-50 chance of precip, 50-50 chance of Carson Wentz. You heard it here first. Music, please!
It's the game day forecast from the world's most accurate and famous meteorologist, Tornado Shapiro.
Yeah, I worked at Minneapolis over at KF. SRZ96FM, the ice hole. Got fired there for having my pole in too many fishing holes. Come on. Yeah, we had a weather girl by the name of Frigid Bridget. I was smitten, and I didn't mind getting frostbitten. Our traffic gal was Barbara Bumper. What a set of headlights. You could always see her coming. And sometimes you'd hear her, too.
Okay, all right.
She'd flick on those high beams, and I'd hit the toggle switch. Go! Slight breeze this weekend, 6 miles an hour, north by northwest. Eagles, Vikings, Sunday, 1 p.m., U.S. Bank Stadium, the same place that Carson Wentz watched Super Bowl 52 through gritted teeth. Big Stick Nick hoisted the Lombardi Trophy, and Wentz mounted a six-point buck on his wall. Yeah, I don't want to get too upset. I know Ike, you know, he was Wentz's brand manager, his PR agent. Are you guys still together there? Hallelujah, boy. Grab my neck, bro. Let the Bronco buck. That's the yes. LTBB club, right? I guess yes. You'd have to call it the LTBB plus now. Hey, the guy switches teams a lot.
All right. We can move off of that one. Yes. Let's next thing.
One night we were doing Bible study over at Hooters. Delightfully tacky yet unreformed, it was me, Ike, Carson, Corey Simon, B-Doc, Riley Cooper, and Freddie Mitchell. Freddie started us off by thanking God for his hands, and then he started using his hands inappropriately. He reached for the wings and grabbed a breast instead. They kept on. Cloudy and cool, but you won't notice that if you're at the game. You know, I always got along with Wentz. One time we were quail hunting out there in the woods. It was me, Ike, Kaz Carson, Carson Wentz, Ted Nugent, and Bear Bryant. Bear Bryant's down in big bowls of baked beans, and then we finally got our answer.
Answer? Your answer to what?
Yes, the bear does crap in the woods. Cool breeze, warm breeze, depending on what kind of beans they're serving out there. Meanwhile, we're at a karaoke bar over at Lake Superior called the Chili Vanilli. It was me, Ike, Kirby Puckett, Prince, and Walter Mondale. Prince on the anniversary of Purple Vein. And finally, the answer to another question, why did the doves cry?
All right, go ahead. Why did doves cry?
Because Carson Wentz keeps shooting at them.
Okay.
Got another one.
Okay.
Got it.
All right.
All right.
What's the forecast?
Sunday, 70 degrees inside the dome. Beautiful outside. Sunny high of 58. Philly forecast Saturday, clear and cool. High of 66. Going down to 44 for the Flyers, who ironically are hosting Minnesota. We're calling this the game and the year that they finally win the Stanley Cup. I give it a 50-50 shot of hell freezing over. You heard it here first. This is Tornado Shapiro.
Music, please.
Music, please.
There it is. Okay. A lot of Carson jokes in there.
Yeah. A lot of shots.
Yeah. We called you his PR agent, his brand manager.
Yeah, I've been accused of that. Yeah. I mean, you know. Once upon a time, I wore it with pride.
The good old days.
Also, with pride.
Not to correct his English or anything, but when we're playing the Vikings, it's not ironic that the Flyers are playing Minnesota as well. It's coincidental.
Ah.
It's not ironic.
Thank you for clearing that up.
All right.
There's no irony there.
No, there's no irony. It's just that.
What about the Sixers playing the Timberwolves tonight?
That too.
Yeah, it's just Philly versus Minnesota.
That's very ironic.
No, it is not. It is, again, coincidental. The Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Engagement season is here. It all starts with a world-class diamond. Go where the pros go. Mark's Jewelers online at marks-jewelers.com. How many wins will the Eagles end the regular season with? 8-10 with 45% and 11-plus with 49%. 215-592-9494. Gary and Vineland, you're in WIP. What's up? Big guy.
What up, G?
Hey, happy belated baby day, Ike.
Oh, appreciate it.
Happy
baby day, Taylor.
Yep. Yes, that was what the joke was. Yep. Okay. All right. Good one, Gary.
Can I tell you what I learned from yesterday's show?
Okay, sure.
Spike definitely with little spoon topper, but Mike Lombardi is not spooning at all.
No, correct. No, yeah, I think that is accurate. I would definitely spoon with topper.
Stabbing with a spoon.
Yes, yeah. Maybe. But if Rob Thompson came up to me with those flowing locks,
okay,
that thick hair.
I mean, that's uncomfortable yesterday.
Yep, and he said, whoa, Gary's gone.
That happened.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't know what happened there.
A callback.
I would definitely allow Rob Thompson if he said, hey, could I spoon you?
A little cold.
Sure. Why not? Depends on what the weather's like. 215-592-9494. Kurt and
go
Phil.
Go to the locker room, roll down the Super Bowl mess.
Hi,
and,
Kurt.
And tell the, hey.
How you doing? You're on the radio, good. Buddy.
Oh, I just said my whole speech. hey, what's up?
Redo it.
Yeah, why don't you give us a speech again?
You know, I did it when I first called, and I said, hey, Kurt, how's it going? And I said it, and then I rambled the whole thing on because I'm at work, and it was really
Kurt,
hard to
this
talk.
This is such a good call. What? Could you explain to me what happened? Were you rehearsing what you were going to say to us?
No. When they answered the phone, they said, hey, Kurt, I started going through my whole list because I didn't have much time.
Yeah. Okay. I don't have time for
and
that.
I can't give it the gusto because I can't really talk real loud like I would at night.
For sure. So, I got it. So what do you got?
I have something really important that I wanted to say about the Eagles.
Okay.
But I don't want to do it on the night show. I want to do it with you guys because I listen to you guys every night.
There we go.
But I can't call live because you're already home.
Okay. All right. Well, anyway, we are. Here is your opportunity. I appreciate you listening all the time, even though you can't call. What is your big thing here?
Okay. Well, anyway, before I do.
All right.
The reason I found you guys, I lived in Philly for 35 years, moved to Florida. And I was watching Ike on the Rico after a post-game show,
yeah.
Okay.
So I didn't see it anymore, so I Googled you, and I found this show, and I love it. So thank you.
Oh, yeah, you were looking for me also, on the post-game show, and they don't have it anymore. Yeah.
I did some work with your dad back at Roanhurst back in the day, many, many years ago.
Okay.
I did some electrical work for him. And Jackie, you're new, so welcome.
All right.
He's not really
Jackie
that
baseball.
New. Yeah, new, anyway, it's new to Kurt. New to Kurt. Kurt, you're in Florida. You live in Florida now?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. Yep. Well, congrats. You know, the older I get, the more I understand people moving to Florida when they get older. Because the cold is fine when I was younger. Now I get up and I'm...
And you don't want to deal with the driving in it and shoveling it and all of that.
And I will say this, the number one worst thing is when... the dog has to go to the bathroom in the middle of the night something like that. And the dog won't go unless he can smell the grass. So when it snows, I got to shovel a pit for him to go to the bathroom or he won't go to the bathroom. In any case, Kurt.
It's true.
What do you got, brother?
I wish I could get on a 5 because I could talk much clearer and not have
Kurt,
to rush and worry
if
about
you don't tell me what you're calling about.
Just talk about the Eagles, Kurt, please.
Yeah. Okay.
So the problem, after the Eagles lost to the Giants, I hear all the talking heads on the radios all talking about they did this wrong, they did that wrong, they need help with, you know, of course we got the injuries and stuff like that, and the guys were a little worn out for blocking for Saquon last year. The big problem is all training camp, they preach that you guys are not the Super Bowl champions anymore. You're just a bunch of rookies going out there for the first time, and you got to prove yourself all over again. So, last week after the Giants loss, I heard somebody say, you know, they're playing like a bunch of rookies that never played with each other again. I'm like, that's because they were preached that you ain't the champions. They need to get them in the locker room, unreal banner for them, Super Bowl champions, say you guys are the Super Bowl champions, and you will be the Super Bowl champions until someone takes that away from you.
Hmm.
Get the mojo back. Get them high-fiving each other out in the field again. They just think they're a bunch of newcomers to the game now because that's been preached to them.
I think it's interesting when you think about why they did it. I understand why they did it, right? They want to say that nothing's given. You can't just walk into a game and you're going to win because you won the Super Bowl last year. You know, it doesn't matter. But what you're saying also makes sense to me, that you guys are not just some team. You guys had the ability, a lot of the guys in that locker room, to win the Super Bowl last year. You are that good.
They are the champions.
Right. So I think the messaging now, if they use that as messaging now, at least in a speech, I don't think they should walk around saying, guess what, we won the Super Bowl. I understood, but we all remarked at the time that it seemed like they were trying too hard.
Yeah. Going out of their way to do it.
They were making Nick Sirianni, I think, Cam Jurgens all made pretend they didn't even know that the banner unveiling was was on Thursday Night Football. So I agree to some extent, Kurt, that them capturing, them being reminded that last year You guys bullied everyone.
Yeah.
You didn't just take what was there. You took what you wanted. I think at least for the running game and the offensive line and the defense, I think that is not a bad message. I agree with you there, Kurt.
Yep.
That's fine. So we could show them a couple videos. Look how good we were. We can beat this again. We're not those bums against the Giants like we were last week. And yeah, we can get out there and kick some butt again.
Well, it's a good message, Kurt. I appreciate you calling. I appreciate you listening all the way in Florida and finding our new guy, Jack. One thing you don't know about Jack is that if you watch us on YouTube, you'll see
is
this
that I have bad hair and it's horrible and I'm bald.
No, not well, that you're bald.
Yeah, I'm ridiculously bald.
You don't like that.
I don't like that one.
You hate that. 215.
A little testy in there.
He is. 215-592.
That's not good. Bring it back to tornado.
Yeah. 215-592-9494. Now, Kurt moved to Florida. He doesn't have to worry about the cold air coming into his home at night because of his old drafty windows. Now he has to worry about heat. That's a completely different thing. But you have to worry about cold because you haven't moved to Florida, at least most of the people I'm talking to right now. Gaida will help you with those old drafty windows. They will help you if you need a new door as well. That draft can come through the door. Our old front door sucked and needed to replace that as well. We replaced most of the windows in our home with Gaida. Two of the doors, the front door, the sliding patio door, and right now with Gaida, they have their buy one, get one half off sale on all qualifying windows and doors. So for every window or door you buy, you get a second one at 50% off. Now, depending on what your needs are, you can mix and match. It doesn't have to be window to window or door to door. Mix and match as you see fit. If you had to replace everything in your house, all the doors and windows, half of them are going to be 50% off. So the more that you need, the more you're going to save. Start your project with no money down. Are you serious? And take 18 months to pay it off interest-free. Limited time offer, restrictions apply. The best thing you can do is call 877-GO-GUIDA, talk it over with them, get a free no obligation in-home estimate, or go to goguida.com. That's goguida.com. I do think Kurt made a reasonable point to the difference between what they were trying to do with the Super Bowl and what he was saying they need to play better. You can't just have swagger and then all of a sudden play well. But the reminder of what they did and what they're capable of is not a bad thing to have, I don't think.
Yeah, I agree. It's one thing to rest on your laurels or you're falling back on the notion that you won the Super Bowl last year, so therefore you don't have the same sense of urgency to go out and win this year and prepare in the same manner because you won it last year and you'll be able to flick a switch and turn it on and get back to the Super Bowl. I understand not wanting to fall into that trap, and that's what I believe the Eagles were going out of their way to do. we've said this, but it's not easy. Although I've never experienced it, but just the history of the game and where you don't have the repeat champions as frequently as maybe you would think you would when you have good football teams, it just doesn't happen very often. And a big part of the reason sometimes is injury, sometimes it's because you lose certain key players, but then complacency and whether or not you're working as hard as you were the year before, and blocking out all the noise like you were the year before, that was a formula for success for them. And that's what's got me somewhat concerned, is that at this early stage of the season, internally, they didn't even allow for themselves to work their way out of things before finger pointing started happening and all this other stuff. This is after the second game of the season. Third game of the season, this stuff is happening. And you're supposed to be a team that just won a championship, won 20 out of 21 games. If the players don't have the patience and the confidence and the testing fortitude just to, you know, bury your head and get to work and fix things versus throwing stuff out in the Twitter sphere and through the media, how do you think the fans are going to react to that stuff?
Right.
And that's what surprised me, is that it didn't even take long for that stuff to start happening.
Especially
before we were dealing with noise from the inside.
Especially, we all, you know, you were on the Nick Sirianni train before Jack and I were. Mm-hmm. But we became converts. I became a convert last year. It was really after that Giants game, after all the noise after the Browns game, and they came together, they won 28-3, and I was like, I get it. I get what he's doing. But if you're not going to be a play caller, if your thing is going to be culture, motivation, doing things the right way, this year, it's hard. I don't want to blame him for it, but then again, I gave him credit for it.
If you don't blame him for it starting or it happening, but you got to blame him for not fixing it or pouring water on it and squashing it.
And it's not. There are a lot of those little things. It's not just the Twitter stuff. It's the unsportsmanlike penalties.
The
shooting.
Undisciplined play, all of that. Yeah.
Look, if Landon Dickerson is hurt and Brett Toth isn't that good Tyler Steen isn't good enough, and if Saquon Barkley is getting nicked up because he had 500 touches, all those things are real, and they are not things that you can control as easily as the finger pointing and the stupid penalties and all of those things. That's what was concerning about the Giants game. It was not just the penalties, but it looked like they got, Elliot mentioned this, and I think he's right, it looked like they got bullied. Yeah. And it looked like they didn't show up with the same sort of want to. That all goes to Nick.
Yep.
And if that is going to be what you are, and it's nice that all the players back him, but also you can say one thing and do another.
Yeah, you're backing by playing well.
Right.
By playing smart, disciplined. What's his thing? Toughness, detail, tough
together.
Detail together.
Right, and it doesn't seem like any of those things are there.
No,
it's also this show.
Yes, we are tough, detailed.
Well, and think about it. Hard Knocks haven't even started yet.
Oh, I forgot.
Wait till Hard Knocks start.
Oh, I forgot. We have midseason Hard Knocks.
Yes.
When does that start?
The NFC East.
When does that start?
I don't know when it starts, but I know it's in October or late October. Early November, maybe?
Oh, I completely forgot about Hard Knocks.
Yeah, so now you're going to get the inside look at all this stuff.
Oh, you guys, I had the opportunity when I was in New York for WFAN because they had preseason Hard Knocks
never had Hard Knocks here, yeah.
Can I tell you?
Debuting till December.
It's not debuting till December?
That's okay. December is going to be important.
Well,
But
they're going to start filming sooner.
Yeah.
I would imagine.
Well, when it was Hard Knocks preseason, it was that week's content.
Okay.
So they filmed as they did it.
Oh, I thought the end season was longer.
Yeah, I have no idea, but
that's only 4 weeks, 5 weeks.
Now we're Eagles fans. We're also contentsmen.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
Oh, we're on it.
Hard
Knocks. You best believe that.
Oh, yeah. You haven't had the experience.
I got the HBO back.
Oh, you don't have it?
Nah.
I'll give you my login.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Can you say it over the air?
Yeah. Well, we get called mommy and daddy. It's a very mommy and daddy move, but
well,
I will give you my login.
I use my mom's Netflix account.
Yep.
Still?
Oh, God.
I thought they kicked everybody off of that.
Yeah, well, I used to.
You found a way.
No.
Oh, okay.
I haven't watched Netflix in a while,
okay.
But
all right.
When I do, I use my mom's.
I'll give you, and if you work for HBO,
we're all team players here.
Yeah, let Jack's kids are eating water sandwiches over there.
Exactly right.
Yeah. Ooh, I completely forgot about Hard Knocks. That's something to look forward to. All right, or not.
Yeah, December, man. I didn't realize it. I thought it was coming sooner.
Dude,
it's disappointing.
The NFC East could be an S show on Hard Knocks. The Giants, still, won a couple games. That could be a mess. Dallas is a mess.
Scatabow on Hard Knocks is going to be hilarious.
Scatabow.
Whatever.
Yeah.
And Jackson Dart.
Yes.
They're going to be Hard Knocks stars.
Yes, but they could also stink by then.
Yeah.
They've won a couple games, and Jackson Dart's going to be hurt by December.
Well, the stories will be Dallas. Like, the Giants will be the feel-good story if those two are still playing well.
If they are still playing well.
Yeah, if they're still playing well. But the Cowboys, obviously, us as defending champions.
Yeah.
And then Washington as the possible startup team.
Yeah.
Yeah, those will be, I can't wait to.
Not about Hard Knocks.
Yeah.
Oh, that's going to be exciting.
A little too worked up about
it. No, I'm
you really are.
It's because we look at our week. The day after the Hard Knocks day,
that's a day of content.
That's a day of content. I love it.
Sure.
And it'll already be cut up before I get here.
Oh!
Come on, kick your feet up, season.
All right. 2-1. That is not tough detail together.
Sorry.
215-592-9494. Which path do you think this Eagles team is going to go down? Fall apart like 23, come together and become Super Bowl contenders like 24. Are we going to be in this mode? The we don't know if they're good mode all season long. Coming up next, Jaws joins us. This will be the last time I'll ask somebody this week.
By the way, Costas is giving the best answer.
What did he say? Oh,
yeah,
talent.
No, but he said the blitz first. He's been good against the blitz.
Yeah, I guess.
I guess.
Yeah. And he did have the answer right away.
He did.
Everybody, but he's not an Eagles fan. Ah. So he, you know. So the first question I will ask Joss is, to give us a reason to be optimistic, tell us something that the Eagles are doing particularly well right now. That is coming up next. We'll talk to Joss. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her UnitedHealthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and UnitedHealthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
and
it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.